myself.
Yes, you're here listening to The Locker Room, and we've got Wayne Ross on the line. Wayne, you've been in cricket for so long, it's hard to know what title to give to you. How are you going?
Oh, no, babe, no, just call me an...
I don't know if I can
say it,
I'm
there,
an old fart. No, you can say that. That's all right. But half of the panel here would be in the same category, so that's all right, mate. But just noticed you announced on Facebook, because you've had a number of years working with the Sharks junior sides, that you might sort of pack up that side of your life after this season.
Yes, I guess last Sunday, the MCG made me think a bit, although I had put thought into it before. And, it's getting a bit tired and, give it away.
So 20 years or so you've been involved with them, and that was the state under-18 final, the MCG, as you said.
Yeah, that's right,
and,
yeah.
At the scoreboard in the control room, that must have been pretty good.
Yeah, right behind the wicket. So, in fact, I reckon I was right behind the middle stump. it was quite good. Quite good. Yeah, very good.
Now, people would probably know you as being part of the Australian Cricket Society, and the older people like myself and Mick here in the studio, we'd remember the time when you were the secretary, I think that was the term used, or the manager or whatever.
General manager
at the MPCA, and you did all the ins and outs and copped all the phone calls on the Friday night and that sort of stuff. How many years were you involved with that?
Nine now.
Yeah, wow.
Did nine years there, and then I went to Frankston Peninsula and did the admin manager's role there for another 9 years till I retired 5 years ago, or 6 years ago now. So.
What year did you first take on the role at the MPCA?
No, I think it was 93, I think, Michael.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that is I'm just sort of wondering how does anyone sort of do a job without the internet? Like, the internet wasn't around back then. Internet's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, the first thing we did, Michael, was we introduced fax machines to COBS. Prior to that, all the results and press reports and team sheets used to be for South used to take them to Graydon's Road. The Northern clubs used to take them to Heatherhill Road, and some people dropped them off to Pewey's place. And
have a glass of wine with Kiwi, did they? Or
no, I don't think there was time. It was hectic. I was chairman of the Penny Committee, and I used to go down there every Sunday. And it was hectic. There were people everywhere. So as I said, the first thing we did was introduce the fax machines. And so people faxed all the stuff through, and that was when I changed the school books to the A4 style so that we could have the same forms come through the fax. Yeah. Not long after that, the internet came on.
Wayne, just a quick one as well. I reckon you were still in your role at the MPCA when I was a delegate at Mornington, and I remember going to a meeting, and I remember they were talking about a heat rule. Now, do you remember anything about a heat rule coming in? And what, if so, do you remember what the rule was made as a heat rule for the association? Is there still one in place, do you believe? Or I believe there's one in place, but what are your recollections on that?
Yeah, I can't recall. Doesn't mean to say it wasn't there, because Alzheimer's creeps in now. I know there was, I presume still is, the rules to the MPCA do say that the rules of the Victorian Cricket Association shall apply if not covered there. So I presume it would be there. I can't recall it coming, but I reckon it would have been after my days in the MPCA, because it didn't come into the Premier rules until the mid-2000s.
Okay, that's interesting.
Wayne, it's Greg Whitelaw here. Of the many changes to the association that you've witnessed over the years, is next season's move to an eight-season competition one of the biggest, and are you a fan of the changes?
It certainly is the biggest. And look, I think it's fine. I mean, I did try, unsuccessfully, but I did try a number of occasions to have a two-up, two-down rule. In a bid to, you know, the bottom two sides would go down. Just found that quite often the bottom two sides would, you know, languish the bottom most of the year, and one would be lucky and stay up. And there were a few clubs that mastered that, finished second last, and and stayed up year in, year out. But as I said, I was unsuccessful on that one. Yeah, I ended up putting that one away, Greg.
Wayne, what are your thoughts on the new four-tier comp next year?
I think it'd be all right. I'm not really right up with what the MPCA do. I mean, that was part of my life that I've sort of gone there, but I still look at the internet, so I'll still have a look at how my team is travelling at Long Island, which is going backwards at the moment.
Yeah, tough year this year,
Yeah, but look, it'll be interesting, and I did get to Country Week the last day, Thursday, and I played Geelong at Caulfield and met up with a few people there, and that was the topic of conversation, and, yeah, people saying, you know, where they were and all that, but it seems to be, amongst the players, they seem to be okay with it.
What are some of the names of the players or administrators, you know, the big names that you remember from your time there that still hold strong in your memory?
Pretty hard. I suppose Wayne Landry from Baxter, and Wayne's still around and going strong, was a very good person. Dick Parker at Barnier. Yep. Just sensational bloke. It was Ralph Hoy from HUY, I think it was, from Rosebud. He's not there anymore. Peter Blood from Langwarrin. Simon Fiedler from Mornington. Can't forget good mate Simon.
Yep, Simon.
There was Marty Scanlon. I'm not sure whether Marty held a role at Moorak, but he sort of ran Moorak. But the biggest of all was Bill Foley, of course. Bill was the MPCA. He's just a superb person.
Now, the other question I want to ask you is that obviously you've been involved with the Sharks and the representative games over the years. Any of the young kids, well, they were young then, who you've seen now go on to bigger and better things that you can recall?
Yeah, I had a look at a few of the scorebooks that I've got at home. And I reckon there's, in the period, and Pathway started in 99, so, and I was there that first year. And I reckon since then there have been between 40 and 50 players that have actually gone on and played Premier First 11.
That's good.
Which is great. Some of the players that have come on pretty well. Blokes like Jack Bimbo, who's possibly a future leader at Frankston. Sammy Boyce, of course, Sammy's coach, captaining the seconds at Frankston now, but I think he might get back in the ones and might be a leader. Tom Ewing, who's there just recently and scored beautifully for us in the week of the finals in the under-18s. Tommy's a real talent. Probably needs to just improve his outlook on batting. A bit defensive at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, great to see Matty Gapes get 100 the other day at
good
Frankston. Really good. Batted beautifully. Yeah, no, that, There've been a lot of Brodie Simons is the gun. He's a gun, an absolute gun. Will be very, very good.
And Wayne, has the growth in popularity of women's cricket and the speed with which it's become so popular surprised you a bit?
I guess it has, but I must say it's quite enjoyable to watch and to see how they have improved. And it's great also that prior to our game on Sunday at the MCG, the Sharks under-18 girls team, they won the state title for the second time. So that's great. You know, the work put in by our regional cricket managers and all regional cricket managers that have got the girls up and running is fantastic. And, you know, people like Jason Mathers and now Mitch Andrew and Rob Wood down Gippsland and South Gippsland and all that area there, they've been fantastic people towards it. Now, it's a real credit to those people.
And I was just going to comment, actually, you mentioned Wayne Landry before. Wayne Landry is actually playing against my team at the moment, and it's actually 600th game of cricket.
Right, yeah.
This week. So that's a... Impressive. I think it's 587 at Baxter and 13 wherever he played beforehand. So
right,
600th game
so
of
how,
cricket.
So how old's he? About 84?
how old would Wayne be? Wayne?
He's got to be older than me, and I'm 71 next month, so... Yeah, I reckon he's got to be in his 70s, but he doesn't look it.
No, that's true.
You know? In fact, he hasn't changed for years.
Wayne, it's almost 11 o'clock, and that's fairly important, isn't it? You've still got the scoreboard in front of you here, or the scorebook in front of you at Frankston Peninsula?
I have. I can see Matty Gates and Gordon Waterfall walking at the bat for Frankston, and the Dandenong boys are out there. The two umpires are there, and they're waving frantically.
We better let you go, but you're going to continue scoring, do you think, after this season?
Yeah, for Fantastic. As long as...